D-Herbs is a name you can trust, which is why I'm putting my name, Phil Hendry, on it right here, right now. You know, I've been losing weight since August, and I've gone through a lot of different changes and a lot of different methods as to losing that weight, counting calories, this, that. This deep cleanse, the full body cleanse from D-Herbs, I'm telling you, it's not a fad diet. It's not a fly-by-night product. D-Herbs Cleanse has been around for 15 years. They've sold over 4 million formulas, and they've been featured on countless national TV shows. And the reason for that is it works. Now, I've got some pounds that I need to shed. You guys know about this, right? I got to get down to 190, and I've already lost a lot of weight. I have to get down to 190 by the end of May. And so I'm doing it. And if you need to lose some weight, if you want to lose more weight and get more energy, folks, if you're tired of being tired, try the cleanse. The next success story could be from you. And there's never been a better time to try it, because right now you can get a nice discount at checkout with promo code PHIL. That's P-H-I-L. That's promo code PHIL. And that's dherbs.com promo code PHIL. dherbs.com promo code PHIL, or call 866-4-D-Herbs. 866, the number 4, and D-Herbs. If you like my show, you're going to love Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris on Podcast 1. I'm going to smack you, man.
He does it all the time.
I can't help it. Come on, man, grow up. You know, really, bud, grow up, okay? You're in your 20s now. You're not some kid. Every time someone says Offbeat and you go, hee-hee.
All I did was smile.
Yeah, I know. And it just, you know, it's really lame, man. I know you're not mentally deficient like everybody thinks you are. You just want everybody to think you are so you can get away with bullcrap like that, right?
What do you mean bullcrap?
Yeah, I said bullcrap this morning.
Bullcrap!
No.
Then don't do it.
You need to keep an eye on him.
That was great. Why don't you just have the police come arrest me?
What? What is he talking about? Never mind. Just don't give me the big grin. Offbeat, okay, is the name of the show with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris on Podcast 1. Join the head of A&R for the Kanye West-founded label Good Music and the music executive-turned-activist as they sit down for strange stories and offbeat conversations with some of the biggest names in music, comedy, entertainment, and more. Download new episodes of Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris, bud. I want you, especially, listening to this.
You're kidding, right?
No, man, he's serious.
No, I'm serious. I want you now to listen to this. I want you to give us a review on it every week.
I mean, Clark, come on.
That's right, bud. You want to be a smartass and start grinning and all that stuff? Now you're going to be a man. Now you're going to be an adult. I want you listening to Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris and giving me a report on it once a week right here, Bud Dickman. Yeah!
On a Phil Hendry show.
No. Download new episodes of Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Yeah! World-famous Phil Hendry show from El Pacifico. Yeah. No, that's right. You were about to do that whole rising sun thing, weren't you?
What is this whole thing, man?
You, bud. Remember when we watched that movie? What's the movie we were watching?
Bridge on a River Kwai.
Bridge on the River Kwai, and then you got up and you started marching like a Japanese guy?
Yeah.
I just saw you try to break into that.
He did, Phil. Everybody's busted on me.
Yeah, man, because everybody ought to bust on you.
But just because you're hearing Japanese music doesn't mean you need to go into the Rising Sun March or something. And that's the other thing, too, man. The next time I see you looking at pictures of Nagasaki and Hiroshima and you're making jokes, I'm going to smack you myself. You understand?
I apologize for that.
Well, you didn't apologize so I could hear it. Yeah, you want me to tell everybody? I think I will tell everybody.
You don't have to tell people.
No, I think I will. You're going, hey, look, mushroom clouds.
What are you about anyway, Dickman? You know what? You're just trying to impress people with what a real sack you are.
A sack?
Yeah, a sack of crap.
But people love you. They respect you. They like you. You've got Vivian loves you, you know, doesn't she?
I think.
Okay. So you don't need to go the extra mile and try to be Mr. Smartass, because you're not funny, man. And joking about mushroom clouds.
I didn't joke about a mushroom cloud. He talked about a Catholic church in Nagasaki. And I said, I wonder how fast that one burned.
You wonder how fast that one burned.
How dare you? Buddy, you're doing a comparison of it.
There was an article in the news about there was a vibrant Catholic community in Nagasaki, Japan, when the atomic bomb was dropped.
What do you mean a vibrant Catholic community?
Yes, there was a Catholic community in Japan. Just because it's a Buddhist society doesn't mean that they didn't have, you know, Christians. They had persecuted Christians in Japan for a long time, just as they... You know, the Western societies have persecuted religions, God knows.
Well, we don't have quite the love affair for Muslims these days.
What is it, everybody, all of a sudden you got to start bagging on Trump? No, we're not bagging on Trump, just saying, okay, religious persecution down through the years. And of course, they persecuted Christians over in Asia, just as Muslims are being persecuted here. Now, come on, Henry. All right. But the point that I'm making is that there was a Catholic cathedral in Nagasaki when the atomic bomb was dropped and just, wiped it out. And there was an article today, or at least today or yesterday, on the Notre Dame, or the Notre Dame. How do you pronounce that?
Technically, it is the Notre Dame. It's not Notre Dame. That's the football, Phil. That's the team.
Well, I mean, it can be Notre Dame.
What do you mean it can be Notre Dame?
If you're here in Paris, you say, can you tell me where the Notre Dame Cathedral? They won't...
They'll be confused. Your average Parisian cop will look at you. Look, Phil, the last thing you want to do, and I know you know this, General, you've been to Paris?
Yes.
The last thing you want to do is piss off a Parisian cop and start speaking all of that guttural English. Hi, my name is, you know, Phil?
Well, I don't know whether that's the last thing.
But trust me when I tell you, all right? So when you go up to a Parisian police officer, with respect, you say, excuse me, and you do it in French. For instance, I would say...
Yeah, you don't even speak French, Ms. Ray.
Yes, I do. I would say, Monsieur le Notre-Dame Cathédrale, where, like that.
Oh, yeah, he'll dig that.
Well, at least I'm trying, damn it. At least I'm doing that.
Margaret, that's not even French.
Yes, it is. For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it's...
Yeah, okay. No, it's not, Margaret.
Yes, Phil, don't tell me.
What? So in other words, you go up to a French cop and you do what?
You go up to a French cop.
You go up to a French cop and say what?
Phil, I don't like the way your voice just went...
Yes, you're doing a whole growl and everything.
What are you supposed to say? All right, you go up to a French cop or police officer, you say, Monsieur Gendarme, which is the police officer, you say, parlez-vous France? I don't know.
Yeah, parlez-vous... So...
Well, what do you say?
When I was in Paris, this is what I said. I said, excuse me, monsieur, Uve, right? Isn't where is? Isn't that it?
Uve?
I thought there was something like Uve, or I used the phrase that means where is, you know, and I tried to ask, you know, si vous plaît or whatever the hell, where's this or where's that? And what I found is if you make the effort, then they're cool.
No, you don't. Even if you make the effort, the police officer will respond in nothing but Chinese. What is it?
French?
Yes, French.
Chinese?
I misspoke. It's easy to confuse. No, it's not easy to confuse the two. But
no, it's not easy to confuse the two. You just said Chinese.
Okay, Robert, let's get your brownie point up for the week. Boy, it's early in the week for you to stick your nose. Got it pretty deep, don't you?
Man. Yeah, Ms. Gray, that's very unfair.
Why'd you say that to the boy?
I'm getting tired of everybody targeting me. Every time the topic rolls around to French, I'm supposed to be the expert.
Well, you're the one that's always correcting everyone. So when I was in Paris, and I want to know, what the hell is the phrase? Is it Uwe or is it something? But I would say, you know, do you know where this is? I made every effort. And I was told that if you make every effort...
You know, it's not good enough anymore. Phil, my God, we live in a world where people speak multiple languages. Here we are, a country full of lummoxes and deadbeats... And the only we know the English, we know restaurant Spanish, and that's about it.
Restaurant Spanish, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is true. Let's say, you know, where is it? And then, yeah, you're right. Then the cop would come back with all of his French. And I'd be like, thanks for nothing, man. And,
well, did you get your, you found your way around, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, I turned into an asshole when I was in Paris. I started to, I was in a real, I got a real attitude on me in the late 90s. I've always been... I've always been a lot more tolerant than I was. When I got over there, I started to just get pissed off at everything. And the French didn't put me in that mood.
No, I was going to say, man, they pissed you off?
No, they didn't do anything other than speak French. And it's funny how that kind of gets under your, you know, it gets under your skin if you're an American, you know.
Where's the English?
Well, oh my God, I mean, you know, speaking English is the international language.
Yeah, but certain people speak English all over the world.
Well, isn't that an interesting thing? So everybody around the world knows how to speak English, which means they know at least one other language, and we don't know shit in this country.
Well, Phil...
No. Not well, Phil. We don't. We are language dumb in America. The average American... You talk to the average peasant... In Mexico, they know how to manage a few words of English to tell you where you are and what you're doing and what they think of you, and you know. But here, forget it. And like I said, when I was over in France, I expected to see Like in the Louvre or some of these museums, I expected to see an English version of what it was.
And you didn't see it?
No, I didn't. It was always French or Spanish. Fortunately for me, I was married to a woman, Maria, who spoke Spanish. That's how we got her on France, if you want to know. She spoke Spanish, and a lot of French speak Spanish. So that's how that happened.
Wait a minute, what? She did what?
She spoke Spanish.
Because the French speak Spanish.
Well, what about English?
They don't want to speak English, man. At least not then they didn't want to speak English. They weren't going to speak, especially if they knew you were a Yank. Forget it. They ain't speaking English to your ass. So, but she spoke French.
She spoke French.
No, she spoke Spanish.
Well, what country were you in?
I'm going to start swinging.
All right, I'm kidding around.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. On the show today, because there was some discussion of Dean Wheeler and Wes Hurlford on... something, whatever that was, I guess it was on the chat. That's right, on the chat on Friday night. We had a very interesting chat on Friday night. Rory McLeod is one of our great BSPs from Columbus, Ohio, has done a PDF on all of the Wes Hurlford, Gene Jabel shows.
Oh, that Gene Jabel discussion. Are you serious? Why have I not heard that?
Oh, yeah, Gene Jabel. He's the guy that gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, Gene Jabel's had an ass kicked by the best names in country music.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Thank you, Robert. That is the... That's his cell line. Gene Jabel, and apparently Rory did a whole PDF on the country artists that Gene Jabel has met, the country artists that have kicked his ass, and how they kicked his ass, in what way.
What does that mean, they kicked his ass?
He's got to explain the whole character to you then, General.
The whole character, mate?
The whole character.
Well, what is it?
Gene Jabel is a country... I'm not going to go through the thing, man. He's a country disc jockey who gets his ass kicked by all the country artists. So Rory did a whole PDF on that, and then he did one on the Saturday Cinema, so we're going to try to find a spot for those on our website. And they'll probably be... maybe we'll have to do a whole...
Yeah, probably have to do a section like Rory McLeod section.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But thanks for that, Rory. Anyway, in the... You know, discussing that, we got into a talk with the BSPs about... Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emerelda. Hey, Dean, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Phil.
And I know that you're... are you working tonight with Emerelda?
Yeah, we are, but we've got Wes Hurlford becoming a little bit later on. I know you wanted to hear me talk to him. You know, Emerelda is the one... She's up on stage right now. Emerelda's the one, Phil, that...
Could I ask a question?
Hold on for a minute.
Emerelda, what was that?
It was the general, hold on.
You want me to hold on?
I'm asking the general to hold on. You go ahead.
All right.
But I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, hold on, General.
Okay. Oh, all right, she's singing right now. And I'm going to go back here. Go over here near the kitchen. First of all, it was difficult for me to... it was tough for me to hear what was going on. But I know that, Emerelda wants me to be happy. I mean, she wants me to be managing Wes. She wants me to manage her. I think some very bad stuff was said about her.
Well, I heard that Emerelda was getting impatient with you and that she wanted you to jettison Wes Hurlford.
That isn't true. That was my idea, because I was getting tired of that whole... the repetitiveness of Wes trying to work out There's a Midget. And you know, Phil, as well as I do, that There's a Midget is a song that... you can't use that terminology anymore. So I told Wes... he's going to have to turn it into there's a little man or there goes the little guy, you know?
Well, what did you ask him to do?
Well, what I asked him to do, General, was he could do something. There was a song by the Drifters called There Goes a Little Man Moving Down the Rail Line. Hold on for a minute, yeah? Yes, sir, that's my wife on stage. I do what I want to do. I'm not going to get into it with you. I got people here.
Don't get into another fight.
I'm not getting into a fight.
All right, so you want to use the term, you want Wes to use...
I thought it would be great to use There Goes My Baby. There goes a little man. He just put his hands on my wife, something like that. He's devoted to this theme.
Can you tell me the history of that?
We can get into it. Wes had a run-in with a little man once, and it cost him everything. And he wrote, a very good country song, but by the time There's a Midget came out, the term midget was considered to be...
Well, I understand it's almost like...
Who is that anyway?
It's General Shaw.
You don't hear General Shaw?
Oh, General, I'm sorry. All I can hear is this voice.
Dean, this is Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret.
I spoke with Emerelda, and she did say that she's encouraged you to continue the relationship with Wes Hurlford, but she says she was the first one to complain about the term midget.
Whoa, Sunshine.
And I really don't like being called Sunshine.
I'm sorry, Margaret, I don't think... I just don't think that that's true. I think I was the one that alerted Wes. You can't say... There's... Wes coming in now? All right, Wes Hurlford's going to be here in a second, Phil.
All right, but just let me put you on hold, okay?
All right, but I'm talking right...
I just put that... Just put Dean on hold. Don't. I hope he doesn't think I cut him off.
Hey, Dean.
Let me talk to him. Dean, there's no one there.
Yeah, I know. I was just practicing saying Dean. Give me the phone, will you?
Anyway, when he comes back on the line, let him know that I...
Okay, yeah, Mr. Henry.
Well, you know, bud, quit strolling around. Let him know I didn't hang up on him. So what's the drama going on?
There's no drama. Dean Wheeler manages both his wife, Emeralda. You heard her on stage. Are they at the Little Shrimp tonight?
Yeah, that's what they said.
No, they're not. They're at the East Bay, but they're different. They're at Caddy's in Moraga.
They're at Caddy's in Moraga. They're not... Okay. So
that's the East Bay.
Yes.
All right. I spoke to Emeralda. I said, well, what... Give me the whole enchilada on this thing. And she said, all right, here's the lowdown. I told Dean he should continue to work with... Wes Hurlford, but I told him I personally felt the term midget was going to be problematic because it is an offensive term. And you just heard Dean say, no, it was his idea?
Yeah, that was Dean's idea, he said. And he also said it was his idea to use whatever that song was. What was that song?
They were using Go For It from a strip club.
They were using Go For It from a strip club? It was the Dirty Harry song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Wes is going to be, I believe Wes is due.
Yeah, Wes Hurlford will be in the club tonight. He wants to audition, I guess a cappella, because I know that Emerald is on stage. This song, There Goes That Little Man, something I don't know.
All right, we have that. We also have an update with Bobby Dooley.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you know, Margaret, you guys got into it on Twitter. Bobby Dooley is lifting weights now in anticipation of her and Margaret.
Bobby, I'm not going to fight you, not because I'm afraid of you, but because it's ridiculous for two grown women to get into it like that.
Well, the whole genesis of this thing was...
The whole genesis of this thing was when she made the comment... I made the comment on the video, the Russian video of the singer Alla Pugacheva. Okay?
Who's that?
Alla Pugacheva. You saw this. And she's doing a song called Alla Kino. Here is... I've got it right here. Now, I don't know if you can hear this or whether it's worth hearing. Do, do, do. Now, the dancing she's doing is a complete and utter rip of my Las Vegas act that I did back in the 80s.
She's kind of just gliding across the floor there in the...
That's the subway in Moscow.
Yeah.
And the other thing was she's got the big rear end, and I'm not complaining. Bobby is the one who asked or made the statement, were you carrying as much weight, and I will quote it directly, were you carrying as much weight on your ass as she is there in that video? And that's when I said, and I made the very unfortunate comment.
Yeah, you said you were going to tear her apart.
You said you were going to tear her apart.
That's right. And that's how I felt.
Yeah, well, she said, okay, you know, bring it home, girl. Because that's what she said. She's going to start lifting weights and stuff.
Yeah, Bobby made the comment after you said that. Let me get it out of that Russian. I mean, I got nothing against Russians. Not much.
Yeah, right.
I don't. But I don't want to hear the song right now. So then Bobby had made the comment along the lines of, after you said I'm going to tear you apart. Then she said, the only thing you're going to tear...
Yeah, the only thing you're going to tear is a hunk off an apple fritter you sent Frank on a run to Spudnuts for about a 5:30 a.m. when you woke up jonesing for fat. Now...
You're kidding.
No, that's what she said, and that's what I said to her. You think lifting weights is going to somehow make you bad bitch? Apes like you have zero flexibility. I'll drive a fist right through your face, right through your facelift, before you can lug your dead arms up high enough to block it.
And then she said, I just reported you to Twitter for abusively boring me.
Right, and then I said, go have your pill breakfast. She did the little fingers. There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not really important.
Excuse me, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 fingers.
And then you responded with bombs and a toilet. And she said, gotcha, you're threatening me with bombs. And you said, don't forget, I go to the toilet in the middle of the threats.
Yes. And then that was it. So I got the last word in.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you did. Don't forget, I go to the toilet in the middle of the threats. So Bobby Dooley's going to be with us, and I don't know whether that's going to be worth it or not, because it's...
Think I'm, okay. Yeah.
Who is that?
It's Emeralda.
Well, get Dean on the...
Okay, is Dean there? Yeah, because I got to talk to him. Mr. Henry, I know.
Hey, bud, don't talk about me like I'm not here.
All right, sorry. Right, okay.
All right, Dean Wheeler back here with us. Emeralda's back up on stage. Emeralda's starting her set again?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, Dean, I just was doing a little promo for the end of the show. We got Bobby and Margaret coming. Margaret debating something.
Yeah, okay. Are you all done with that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Wes is here. Come on in, Wes. I don't know. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it. I hope we don't have to interfere with it. No, we can talk here. All right. Phil Henry's on the line. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Wes, how are you?
Well, I'm hoping to work some things out here tonight. You know, there's a midget has been very important to me. It's taken me this far on down the highway, and I was hoping to take me the rest of the way into town.
When you say that...
What I mean is I'm hoping it will, you know, be the thing that I can retire on. Are they going to break here?
They're going into a break here in about 5 minutes.
All right. So I was hoping it would be something that I could... you know, something I could retire on, but now they want me to change the name.
Now, are you going along with this idea?
I listened to what Dean had to say about there goes my baby changing, because they don't like the term midget, right?
No, they don't want you using the term midget, Wes, because it's a term that's offensive, and it's considered to be offensive.
Right, okay, so what I worked up was, there goes that little man going on down the rail line. Wonder where his little behind is going, something like that. He, you know, I found him in bed with my third wife. Now I'm alone, so all alone. Man, I want to toss that little man, you know, and it goes from there.
Well, you don't have the whole song written yet, do you?
No, I don't, but that's the theme. That's the theme.
So the theme of this thing, Wes, is rather violent, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say it's violent. I'm saying, no, it's not violent. I'm frustrated. You understand what this is. There's a midget down the road. That song said it all for me.
What if you took that and changed it to There's a Little Man?
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
What about if you used the new melody, the There's a Midget Down the Highway?
There's a little man. I want to turn this thing. I need to turn it and turn it until it's well done on all sides, and then pull the apple out of its mouth. That's what I got to do, and that's what's happening right now with There's a Little Midget, if you don't mind me saying that.
Well, what are you going to call it now?
I guess I'll call it There's a Little Man. You know, but There's a Little Man. Man, he's...
I know. It's autobiographical, too, Phil. That's why it's important to Wes.
Very autobiographical. So I could try it if you want, once she breaks. We can get into it, and you know, hopefully, if I'm sorry.
Slow down.
Hopefully, if everyone's amenable to this, we're going to be able to, we'll be able to do a little practice set or something.
Well, she'll be off the bandstand here in just a minute, and then the club's going to close, so we'll give you a chance then, okay?
All right.
All right, so Wes Hurlford is going to be on here in a few minutes to try out this new arrangement.
Now, this will be arrangement number one.
Yeah, this is the thing that's funny about this, Phil. This is now the fifth or sixth different arrangement of There's a quote-unquote midget. Now it's little man.
Yeah, but he can't use midget.
I know that, bud. I've been paying attention.
All right. Now, he can't use midget because it's offensive. So he's going to use little man, but he's changing it now to There Goes a Little Man.
Yeah, he's going to change it to the theme of, to the melody of There Goes My Baby. I don't know. Margaret?
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That is a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That'll give you access to 35,000-plus hours of the greatest radio show in the history of man. Phil was at... You were at that screening, right?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
No, you are going to talk about it. I'll talk about it. Phil was at an Emmy screening for an Emmy for Your Consideration screening of F is for Family on Saturday, right?
Yes.
And people were coming up to him left and right. Oh, my God, I miss you on the radio. Why aren't you? And Phil had to explain very carefully, well, I'm not on the radio anymore. I'm in digital. And besides, there's nothing but Nazis on the radio.
I never said that.
No, but I did. And that is true. So, yes, Phil, you're loved, you're missed.
But I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, bullshit.
No, I am, man. I don't want to be on the radio. What? I'm going to be on the radio with what? With, you know, Right Wing Today?
Aha! So it was you.
No, it was me.
The point is, there were a lot of people there who were asking after Phil, asking about his health, wanting to know if they could donate money.
No, they weren't.
I know, I'm kidding.
So anyway, folks, get a Backstage Pass subscription. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, you'll be glad you did.
Yes.
All right, Phil Henry back here with Wes Hurlford, and we had Dean Wheeler there at Caddy's in the East Bay. I don't know, what's the name of the club, bud?
Caddy's.
In the East Bay, right?
Yeah.
And Wes, if you're there, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And Dean?
We're working here from an orchestral. I had the some of the musicians from one of the chamber orchestras in town do a string thing. This is where it's getting kind of weird. I don't think I ever wanted to do any kind of a string arrangement. Well, you know what, Wes? You're the guy that got us in the hot water.
I didn't get a hot water.
Yeah, you did with using the term midget. So let's roll this and see where we go with it. But this is Wes using the term little man instead of midget to the tune of there goes the little man. There goes my baby. But I don't like. I don't have anything against blacks, but this has got a black feel. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of Hank Williams did R&B.
No, he didn't.
Here it is. Here. Yeah. There goes a little man, only about 3'5", going down the rail line, heading down the rail line. He just was in bed with my wife. I broke his head on the toilet tank. Now he's laughing, hysterically laughing, hitchhiking down the railroad line. There goes the little, and there's background singers here, Phil. There goes that little man. Yeah. And I come in with all 3'5", heading down the line. I want to know, is the little man sorry that he really busted me up inside? I wonder if I'm in love with my wife or a little man that's 3'5". Am I in the closet? Well, do you really want to do that? That was my feeling, because I would get more play on the top 40 stations, things like that.
That, did I hear what I just heard?
Don't make a big deal out of it. He wants to turn this into some kind of he's coming out. I think it's what country music needs. Yeah, but that's not a country song. Hey, are you the guy that told me I had to re-record? I said it would be a good idea if you changed midget to little man. I didn't know you were going to go full R&B. I thought that I'd...
What happened to the Hurlers?
What about the Hurlers?
Well, where are they?
I gave them the night. I gave them a year off. How about that? Are you in a big kind of a hassle with them? No, I'm not. I'm not in a hassle at all. A couple of them want to bust away and continue on as the Westerners. And I said, you don't do the Hurlers, you don't do the Westerners without Wes Hurlford. So I come out, let's work on this. Now, I'm up to the second stanza here. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so alone. I want to tell him that I think he owes me for a hamburger. In-N-Out Burger. $1.99. Wait a minute, is this the song? What are you doing? Oh, this isn't the... I'm sorry. I'm looking for... There goes the little man. There goes the little man. He's walking on down the line. Just climbed out of my wife's bed. And I'm standing there like, what's this about? Yeah, whoa, ho, 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 ho.
Do you like Wes?
Hold on for a minute, man. I'm not done. Still singing, Phil. Whoa, 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 whoa. Forget it. Turn that garbage off, Phil, if you don't mind. Turn it off before I vomit blood. Thank you very much. Now, what's your question?
My question is, do you like it?
Do I like what?
Do you like There Goes the Little Man?
I love it. I think it's Wes Hurlford all the way. I know, Dean. I know you don't think I should. It isn't country. The hell? I say what's country, okay? If I say it's country. You want it to be country? Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and get up? We'll get the old version of that. I don't think it works as well.
Now, what old version are you talking about?
Are you talking about Go With It? There's a midget. Oh, yeah, that. Well, you're not going to say that. No, I'm not going to say it. You know, the problem, Phil, that I have with what's his name? My name is Dean. Yeah, the problem I got with Dean, the same problem I got with a lot of you monkeys, is that you don't listen too good. Now, what I said I would do
is I would take that song, there's a midget, and turn it, and keep playing with it, and spank it and play. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Don't use that terminology.
I want to know about this, and Margaret has a question, too, about this coming out.
Wes, this is very bold of you, and I would say it will put you in good stead, I think, artistically, but the country audience...
I don't... Ask me if I give a damn. I stopped giving a damn about the country audience a long time ago. They do what I say, okay? They do what I say. They do what Dean... Wes... Whatever the hell my name is. Wes Hurlford. And I'm Dean Wheeler.
Yeah.
They do what Wes Hurlford says. They don't do what Dean Wheeler says. They do what Wes Hurlford...
Sounds like you're nervous.
No, I don't think you like this decision.
Don't tell me what I want to do. I say it's a good decision.
All right, so Wes Hurlford is coming out or just the character in the song?
Wes Hurlford is not the character in the song. Wes Hurlford is not coming out. Wes Hurlford is looking for the little man that he found in the sack with his old lady. Wow! Why can't somebody understand me? Hey, take it easy, will you, Wes? This has been a very stressful year.
Yeah, lower your voice, Wes, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, okay, sir.
All right, so this is going to be with the little man. Yeah, here's Wes Snellfield in the band.
All right, so Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers here with There's a Little Man.
Yeah. Because everybody, you know, on my back and on my case about the word midget, I told you, it's politically incorrect. I'm tired of PC.
You know, PC simply means, let's stop using the N-word. That's what it means.
Well, nobody's using the N-word. Here.
There goes a little man. He's going down the highway. Fuck this.
What are you doing?
I don't like
this. Oh, Phil, this is turning into a cluster bang. He left.
All right, well,
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
He didn't want to... I told him that midget was the bad word.
I know that you told him that, but I didn't know that he sounds frustrated.
Well, why wouldn't he be frustrated?
All right, see you later. You know what? This has been a night. You know what, Henry? You ought to get this equipment that you got. We've had a horrible night with the studio here. We've had a horrible night trying to adjust. I got some new software, and now Wes is pissed off. And you know what?
I'll talk to Bobby tomorrow. Stay tuned, folks. Tomorrow, Bobby. I don't know.
Well, can we get her on the line now?
No, she's all pissed off too. She said you'd be on about a half hour earlier.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
Well, that's the way it's got to be, man. No, fuck you, man.
Well, all right, but...
No, we just... between the equipment problems they're having there at the club and here, and Wes is... We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Well, we're off and running here.
Yeah.
Big deal, man.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Tomorrow, Bobby Dooley and I...
Yeah. You're not going to have a fight.
Well, you may have your problems, but I don't let her talk about me having a fat ass, all right?
Something you could freeze for winter, or to see nothing kind.